Welcome to Harvest with Greg Laurie. This TV show is all about helping you get to know God better because God loves you and God has a plan for you and God wants to transform your life. And he's told us everything you need to know about him and life in general in this book, the Bible, the User's Manual of Life. So we're going to be talking about what the Bible says and what God wants to do in your life. Again, welcome and God bless you.
Andrea. Say. Sent us salvation that bless this Christmas morn. The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till He appeared. And the soul felt its worth. A thrill of love, the weary world. rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, for hear the angel voices. On night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. In grateful chorus praise, let all within us praise His holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise His name forever. Evermore proclaim, oh, fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voice, oh, now. It's born in all night divine, all night
Who knows Jingle Bells? Let's sing it. You want to sing it?
Yeah.
Ready? Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, now let's jump when we go hey. Ready? Ready? Get ready. One, two, three. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey! Oh, that was good. I'm going to tell you the Christmas story in a different way, okay? The title of my Christmas story is The Snake, The Baby, The Dragon, and The Prince. Let's start with the snake. How many of you like snakes? You like snakes? Because I have a live snake right here. Ah! Oh, those are not live snakes. Okay, let me see this for a sec. So this snake is a really nice snake. But it all began a long time ago in a garden. Now listen, I'm going to put in some funny parts that don't fit. So if I say something that is not a part of the Christmas story, you have to say, no, that's not the way it goes, all right? So listen, a long time ago, there was a garden. And in the garden, there was Santa Claus and... Well, who was in the garden? You guys are smart. You must go to Sunday school. Adam and Eve. So they're in the garden. It's so cool. God says to Adam and Eve, you can eat any food you want. You can go anywhere you want except this one place, this tree. Don't go by this tree. And it was called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And all of a sudden, guess who shows up? The snake. And this snake is a talking snake. Hey, what's up? All right. So he says to Adam and Eve, I have something I want to say. Why don't you eat of this special fruit? Because if you eat it, it'll make you like, it's funny, you're looking at the snake yet I'm talking, but you're looking at it, and if you eat it, you'll be like God, knowing good and evil. And by the way, I'm serious. Okay, so Adam and Eve are looking at him, and he brings out this fruit. What do you think the fruit looked like? What was the fruit in the Garden of Eden?
It was a grape.
Are you biting it?
It was a fruit that was kind of like an apple.
It was like an apple. Well, here's the thing. We don't know if it was like an apple. The Bible doesn't say. So do you think it looked like this?
No.
What is this?
A pineapple.
Okay. It might have looked like this. Did it look like this? What is this? It's a baby watermelon. It could have looked like that. We don't know. Did it look like this?
No.
What is this?
A banana.
It's a banana. Okay. Did it look like this?
Maybe.
It might have. We don't know. But maybe, here's a really weird looking piece of fruit. Maybe it looked like this.
Maybe.
What is this?
A dragon fruit.
Here's what it looks like on the inside. So what if Satan said, why don't you eat of this fruit? It'll make you really smart. Would you eat this fruit?
No.
Yeah, it might be something else. But here's the thing that we know. And here's what we often think it was, right? What? You want to see a trick? Watch this. No, whoa. So Eve ate of that forbidden hamburger. And when she ate... Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. Eve ate the burrito, and she said, that. You're right, that's so silly. No, Eve ate the enchilada, and she... Okay, she ate the forbidden fruit, right? And guess what happened? Sin entered the world. Who knows what sin is? Raise your hand. What is sin, Christopher?
It's when you do something bad and disobey God.
That's exactly right. She disobeyed God, and sin entered into the whole world. And so I've told you about the snake. Now I want to tell you about the baby. Because God said in the garden, there's coming one that's going to be born, and he's going to crush your head, Satan. So Satan was going to get his head crushed. I'm going to pick someone to crush his head, and I'm going to pick you. Jump on the head of that snake. Jump on it. Oh, that's good. You got him. He's dead. Okay, so... God told Satan, there's coming one who's going to crush your head. God was sending someone to crush Satan's head. And who is that person that's going to come and do that? Who?
Jesus.
And that brings us to the baby.
And that would bring
the baby. The baby that was born in the manger 2,000 years ago. And there was Jesus in the manger. And there were these wise men that came. And their names were Huey, Dewey, and Louie. No, you're right. Their names were John, Paul, George, and they had a camel named Ringo.
Wow.
What were their names?
John,
what?
We don't know.
We don't know is the right answer. We don't know. But the wise men came and the shepherds came and everybody saw this one who was born named Jesus. So we've talked about the snake. We've talked about the baby. Now let's talk about the dragon. So the Bible says Satan is like a dragon. Are dragons good? No. And that brings us to the prince, because the baby grew up to be a prince. The Bible says he's the prince of peace. So Jesus was born in a manger, and then he walked around in our world. And Think of this. God became a baby. Have you ever seen Boss Baby?
Yeah.
You know how Boss Baby talks even though he's a baby, has a little briefcase and all that? Do you think when Jesus was born, he was laying in the manger, he said, "Hello, Mary and Joseph, I'm Jesus, I'm here." You don't think he talked?
He was just a regular baby.
Wait, tell me what?
He was just a regular baby like us.
And so this little baby grew up to be a man, and he did miracles, and he gave us the greatest teachings we've ever heard. And then what happened after that? What happened to Jesus? How did he die? Tell me.
He died on the cross.
He died on the cross. Why did he die on the cross? You tell me.
Because of forgiving us for our sins.
Ah, that brings us back to the garden. When the snake came along and said, "Why don't you go ahead and eat of this fruit?" What?
It's a different snake.
It's a different snake, I know. But it was a snake, though, right? Satan came as a snake. So sin entered the world. Jesus died for our sins. So guess what? The prince killed the dragon. Jesus defeated Satan at the cross when he died and rose again from the dead. So listen, why was Jesus born in a manger? Why did he come to this earth? Who knows?
Because there was no places.
There was no room for him in the inn. All the hotels were closed, weren't they? Why? Why were they closed?
Why were they closed?
They didn't have room because they had people staying in them, right?
Yeah,
because it was really crowded.
Yeah, what do you want to tell me?
Because it was the census, and the census made everything packed.
That's very true. So Mary and Joseph come to Bethlehem, and there's no room for them in the inn. So the baby Jesus was born in a car. But it was a cool car because it wasn't a car. What was it?
A stable.
That's right. So that's the story of the snake, the baby, the dragon, and the prince. So Jesus died on the cross. He rose again from the dead, so he could come and live in our hearts. Jesus was born so we could be born again. To be born again means you put your faith in Jesus Christ and ask him to come into your heart. Allie, your dad told me a story about how you were talking to a little girl about asking Jesus to come into her heart. Tell me what she said.
Well, she's like one of my close friends. So I was at school and she knows that I'm a Christian and I've talked about it a couple of times. So then she was interested and she's like, "Can I be a Christian?" And I was like, "Yeah." And so she was like, "Do I just become a Christian? What do I do?" And I was like, "Well, I can pray with you if you want." And she said, "Okay." And so I prayed with her.
That's amazing. How do you become a Christian? You pray and you ask Jesus to come into your heart, right? Okay, have you guys ever asked Jesus to come into your heart? That's amazing. So you know what I want to do right now? Is I want to pray a prayer that a person would pray if they're asking Jesus into their heart. And I want you kids to pray this prayer out loud after me. Would you do that with me? So when there's some kid watching right now and they're saying, "Man, maybe that kid's sad. Maybe their mom and dad aren't together. Maybe they're lonely. Maybe they're not getting a lot of presents under the Christmas tree. And they're really going through a hard time. Maybe they're afraid." And we want to say to those kids, Jesus can come and live in your heart. And how do they do it? You pray with them, right, Allie?
Yeah.
Do you remember what you prayed with that little girl? Tell me what you prayed with her.
Well, I said, "Dear Lord, I'm sorry for my sins. I want you to come into my heart. Please bless me and help me go through all my problems. And in Jesus' name, amen."
That's a really good prayer. Okay, I'm going to do this little prayer. So I want you kids that are watching right now to pray this prayer with me. And these kids are going to pray with you. And if you want Jesus to come into your heart, if you want all of your sins taken away, if you want to go to heaven someday, if you want to feel that hole inside of you, pray this prayer with me. Kids, you ready to pray? As I pray, pray this out loud, okay? Ready? Pray this. Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, but I know that you're the Savior. who was born in a manger in Bethlehem and died on a cross for me. I'm sorry for my sin. I turn from my sin, and I choose to follow you, Jesus, from this moment forward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Kids, you did a great job. You want to sing another song? Who knows Silent Night? Ready? Here we go. Silent Night,
Holy Night, all is calm, all is right, round yon virgin mother and child,
Holy Infant,
holy,
so tender and mild.
Tender and
sleep in heavenly peace.
Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
Let's sing Jingle Bells one more time and remember what we do when we say, hey, ready? Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh. All right, now I'm giving out special gifts. Okay, I choose who gets what. Wait, what are you doing? Wait, dragon fruit? You can have it. This is your pomegranate. Who wants a pomegranate? Okay, who wants an orange? Who wants an orange? Okay, wait. Wait, there's a banana with a face on it. There's a banana without a face. Banana with the face. Okay. Banana. Okay, one more snake. Okay.
Pomegranate.
Pomegranate.